on SEN. This is Afternoons with Jimmy Smith.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Our talk topic for today, on the back of the Queensland under-19 teams being presented their jerseys yesterday. I saw it online. Tamika Upton, the superstar fullback, presented Shante Kiriaratu with her jersey, the number one for the under-19 side. That's our talk topic. I reckon there's a lot of Newcastle Knights fans that would get either our next guest, Billy Peden, or maybe even Mark Hughes to present them with their jersey. Quite incredible. They've got another walk on. They're raising funds for the Mark Hughes Foundation, which is raising funds to find a cure for brain cancer. And a privilege to have Billy Peden on the program. G'day, Bill.
G'day, Jim. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm really well and great to have you on, mate. So thank you. And I know that you and a lot of your former teammates have dedicated yourself to the Mark Hughes Foundation, but can you tell us a little bit more about it? When's the walk? I think you finish up at the Knights v Titans game next Friday.
Yeah, that's correct, mate. We actually go down to NRL headquarters on Tuesday and have a 5K walk with quite a few luminaries over to the Opera House, and then we start in earnest on the walk from Newcastle to Sydney on Wednesday. So it'll be 3 days worth of solid walking, 50 k's a day, and believe me, it sounds a lot easier than what it is.
any training you've done, Bill?
I'd like to say I've done a heap, but I'm probably a little bit underprepared this year, so I'm going to try and go on previous experience, and hopefully there's a bit of muscle memory there, mate.
Yeah, very good. I know that the stated aim is $100,000. Where are you at with that, mate?
Yeah, we've actually just tipped over the $100,000 now.
Wow.
So, it's been a great effort by all involved. And, you know, it's a big commitment by all the people that do it. You know, they give up a week of their annual leave and they actually put themselves through a lot of pain physically to actually achieve what they want to. And, at the end of the day, you know, the people that do this walk, it is painful and it's hard, but it's nothing compared to what the people battling brain cancer have to go through. And you know, and our battle finishes on the Friday at the Knights game, but for people in the fight of their life with brain cancer, that battle is ongoing up until such a point as we find a cure. And the only way we can do that is to raise money and awareness. And our awareness is a big one, because from awareness you can gain, you know, government sort of support financially and get the best researchers involved. So that's a huge job, and, you know, no one underestimates how big it is, but
yeah,
it's something that we feel obligated to do.
Mate, when you saw your skinny mate from Curry, and he came and played, and he's a two-time premiership player with the Newcastle Knights as well. But I read a quote from him, might have been last year at about this time, and he said he firmly believes he's been put on this earth to make a difference with what he's doing with his foundation. Are you amazed at what he's achieved? And I'm not even talking about his footy.
Yeah, look, definitely. When he turned up to play footy, the big joke was he had shoulders like a brownstone, you know, so he's he was a skinny kid from Curry. And it just, his determination to achieve was amazing, and got him to premiership success and also to play for New South Wales in State of Origin. So, you know, the determination's there. And the energy he's put into this this campaign to raise awareness and funds to find a cure for brain cancer, it's not only helping him. He's trying to help, you know, he's in the fight of his life.
Yeah.
And he's trying to help other people as well. So it's quite humbling to actually know someone that's in that situation where they're just as happy to think of others as well as themselves, you know. So it's it would have been quite easy for him to just fight his own battle and do what he could to keep himself healthy. But he's also thought about everyone else in the country and indeed the world to try and find a cure for brain cancer. So, and I suppose you've only got to look at the results that the McGrath Foundation has had on the outcomes for breast cancer.
Yes.
The survival rates have skyrocketed within that space. So, you know, we're hoping for similar sort of results within the brain cancer area.
If someone's listening now, mate, how do we go about it? If someone wants to make a donation, and then the next one I'm going to ask you, I've got a closet full of these beanies and they're absolutely fantastic, and I make a point of getting one for everyone in our family every year. Where do we get our beanies?
Well, for a start, you can get your beanies from Lowe's or IGA.
Right.
And the other easiest way is just jump on the Mark Hughes Foundation website. and there'll be a link there so you can buy your beanie. And also from the Mark Hughes Foundation website, there'll be a link to the Big Tree. It's called the Big Tree. It'll be a walk, the Big Tree walk to Newcastle for beanies for brain cancer around. So it's quite easy to donate. Just jump on the Mark Hughes website and the links will be there.
How are you going, Bill? What are you up to these days, mate? I'm still trying to work out how you didn't get the Clive Churchill medal back in 2001 with your two try. Anyway, they gave it to Joey, but controversial.
Yeah, that was somewhat predictable. No, honestly, mate, it was just one of those nights. It was just one of those things. Yeah, your dream, your whole footy career could end like that or have some sort of moment, you know, like that inside of it. So yeah. I was really fortunate. I was great, I was great and very lucky to play with some incredible players and incredible people. So, I just feel really blessed that I was able to do that. So, and in such a cool era, it was really good.
Yeah. You're very humble, mate. I want to share this text message that we've got from a regular who gets in contact with the program. It's Statsy from Freshwater. G'day, Jimmy. Can you please pass on to Billy Peden my family and my appreciation to what the Mark Hughes and his crew are doing with the Mark Hughes Foundation in fighting brain cancer. 6 years ago, I lost my beautiful mother, Judy, to brain cancer at the age of 74. To watch what was once an active and energetic woman be struck down by this horrible disease was hard to watch. But it warms our heart to see the huge efforts that are being done by the MHF and the NRL in fighting and one day, hopefully, finding a cure. Statsy from Freshwater. I know you know that, mate, but it's really humbling to hear that from a person who's a regular listener to the program.
It is. It's humbling to hear, and it also makes it worthwhile when you go into to do something like this. Those sort of stories, when you're actually struggling, those sort of stories are what gets you through, And I know Hughie himself, he's such a humble guy and he gets really emotional when he talks about it. And you often hear him say, I don't know who to thank. I just want to thank everyone for the help that they're giving him. And the people that, like Statsy or his mother is in the fight of their life and they need something and they need something to hold on to. And the fact that the foundation is actually trying to not only just help people out but also find a cure, it gives them something to hang on to. And since I've been involved with the foundation, I've seen that so many times, and you just don't realise, up until you get involved in something like this, you don't realise how common it is and how many people have been touched by it. So, fingers crossed the researchers can have some sort of breakthrough sometime soon. And like Chief said, he said there's a little bit of magic in these beanies, and hopefully that can come true.
Billy, you're a champion in every regard, as too is your mate, Mark Hughes. Appreciate your time today, Bill, and all the best for the walk.
Too kind, Jimmy. Thanks very much, mate.
And my pleasure. Billy Peden there. Remember, if you want to make a donation, go online now, markhughesfoundation.com.au, or head to an IGA or Lowe's to buy one. They look good this year too, the Mark Hughes Foundation beanies. All right, we'll get to a break. After that, we're back to wrap things up this hour.